Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this Father's Day. Would you read together with me the title of this morning's sermon, Spiritual Sight, based on 2 Kings 6, just this verse. And the prophet Elijah prayed, O Lord, open his eyes that he may see. I invite you to follow the sermon outline. It's provided for you in the worship handout given to you today as we consider our theme, Spiritual Sight. Just 2 weeks ago, Beverly and I went to see our eye doctor here in Richmond. I was really looking forward to this. We were overdue for our eye exam. I was really eager to get a new set of glasses. My eyesight just isn't as sharp as I want it to be. Now, even though I wear what's called progressive lenses, they used to be called bifocals, I take my glasses off to read, but I need them for far distance in the back. We both went through a number of tests, I'm sure you've gone down this road, with a number of optical devices, and I was so eager to see better. But at the end of our exam, the eye doctor told both Beverly and me, neither of you really need a new pair of eyeglasses. She told me, quote, Mr. Harold, I've done all that I can do for you. When I said I wanted to see more clearly, she smiled and said, well, you're just getting older, and your eyesight will never be as good as you want it to be or as you remember it being. Well, that might be the case. But Henry, sitting there in the back, I see you clearly, and I'll keep my eyes on you during the sermon. But here is a truth of spiritual scripture, a spiritual truth of Holy Scripture, I should say. Spiritual sight is of utmost importance, but our natural eyes are often blind to God's spiritual reality. We need God to truly open our eyes. The natural, sinful eyes are blind to spiritual truths. There's an intriguing story from the Old Testament, 2 Kings chapter 6, that talks about this. Through the sermon, I'll read the text to you. Listen carefully. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early in the next morning, an army with chariots and horses surrounded the city. Oh, my Lord, what shall we do? The servant asked Elijah. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are greater than those who are against us. And the prophet prayed, O Lord, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and he saw the hillside full of chariots and horses and fire that all surrounded Elijah. Israel was at war with a powerful nation of Syria. The king of Syria was very angry with the prophet of Israel, whose name was Elijah. He came to take his life. The Syrian army had completely surrounded the small town where Elijah and his prophet were hiding. The servant was not able to see God's care. He was spiritually blind. With his natural eyes, he was like you and me. So often, all we can see is the problem. All we can see is the predicament. Our sin blinds us to not see God's care, but only see our problems. This is the same thing Isaiah says in his scripture, Isaiah 43, verse 8. He says, assemble the blind people. They have eyes, but they cannot see. And my friends, it's not just a matter of our spiritual blindness. We also have an enemy. His name is the devil. And the devil blinds our eyes to God's truth. He was at work at the very beginning in the Garden of Eden, tempting our first parents, Adam and Eve, to sin. And listen to his words to them in Genesis 3. He said to them, did God really say, don't eat of the fruit of the tree, for your eyes will be opened? The devil is active today in your life and mine. And look at the world around us. Can't you see how active that liar, that tempter, that deceiver is? He wants to blind us and all people to God's truths. Now, the devil today can use such tools as TV and movies, computer websites, the voices of friends and neighbors and classmates. He can even use the problems and fears and doubts in our own lives to blind us to God's care. And then today, as in Jesus' day, sad to say, there are other people who make a living out of blinding us to God's truth and leading us into darkness. In Jesus' day, it was the Pharisees and religious leaders. Today, look around you. There are more than a few religious folks and cult leaders who claim spiritual insight, spiritual revelation, spiritual truth. Many have their own books, their own DVDs, their own websites, organizations, financial empire, and handsome and beautiful movie star spokesmen. But in their blindness, apart from God's word, they are leading weak and searching people to real blindness and destruction. Jesus says of them, they are the blind leading the blind. The truth is, only God's love can really open our eyes. Let's go back to the story in 2 Kings 6. The servant of Elijah, with his natural eyes, could only see his predicament. He and Elijah were surrounded by the Syrian army. But God enabled Elijah's servant to see with spiritual eyes. Listen to the verses. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are greater than those who are against us." And Elijah prayed, "O Lord, open his eyes that he may truly see." And the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. With God-granted heavenly vision, the servant saw horses and troops and chariots, the angel army of the Lord. With God-granted heavenly vision, the servant saw true spiritual reality. Faith and trust in God gave the servant real sight. And so today we confess with St. Paul from the epistle lesson that Ben read for us. O Lord, we walk by faith, not just by physical sight. Translation. And here's a time to tune in to the sermon, by the way. Translation, faith in God truly gives us spiritual sight. Oh, dear Lord, we pray today that you would give each of us a deeper, more abiding faith in you, that we may see, that we may see along with Elijah's servants. There is more than meets the eye in our lives. There's more going on than just our problems and predicaments. Help us, dear Lord, to see beyond them. Help us with Elijah's servant to see the chariots and the horses and the fire of God on the hillside surrounding and protecting us. Yes, our dear Lord is at work to open spiritually blind eyes. In Psalm 146, we read this. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. And in the most precious way, this on the cross of our Lord Jesus is where God opened our eyes and lifted up those of us who are bowed down. At the cross of Jesus, the powers of darkness are defeated. At the cross of Jesus, the Lord opens our eyes and raises all of us who are bowed down with sin and guilt and shame. At the cross of Jesus, the powers of sin, death, and the devil are defeated. At the cross of Jesus, the powers of darkness are sent running by the power of his resurrection light. At the cross of Jesus, Would you glance at it just a moment now? At the cross of Jesus, your eyes are opened to the love of God for you. And so we pray, O Lord, today, help us to open the eyes of the blind. But in order to do that, first, we must confess our sin. We must confess with Psalm 119, O Lord, open my eyes that I may see wondrous truths from your word. Then with humbleness and joy, with the power of the Spirit living in our heart, we then have the privilege of helping others to see. Remember, this is what Elijah did with his servant. Listen to the text again. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered his servant. Those who are with us are greater than those who are against us. And Elijah prayed, O Lord, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the servant's eyes. Now let me get personal for a moment here. Please don't ever give up. Don't ever give up on that spiritually blind person in your life. Maybe they live under your same roof. Maybe they're a loved one who lives close by. Maybe they're a friend, a family member, or a neighbor. Please don't give up on the spiritually blind person in your life. Remember, my friends, that God used somebody in your life to open your eyes to the truth of his love. Lord, help us to walk the way of Elijah, who didn't give up on his blind servant, but prayed for him, loved him, and led him to see God's angel army. We're at the conclusion of our sermon this morning, if you're following the outline. To use a baseball metaphor, we've rounded third, and now we're heading to slide into home. A day doesn't go by that Beverly and I don't thank God for the beauty all around us where we live in Steveston. If you took 2 Road all the way south to hit the river, that's basically where we live, by the London Farms area. Just outside our back door is the Fraser River. Just west of it, it empties into the Georgia Strait. Just across the river is the Rifle Bird Sanctuary in Ladner. Just outside our front door are farmers' fields filled with pumpkins and grains and potatoes. So many wonderful sights. And with the wonders of strong eyeglasses and binoculars, we are enabled to see in the distance some magnificent things. Seals and otters and salmon in the river. Herons diving for fish. Eagles in the nest with their babies. And if we adjust our binoculars to the highest setting, we could even see across Ladner Hermbesha shooting geese with his shotgun. All these wonders would be missed without the wonders of strong glasses and binoculars. But today, our prayer is this. Our prayer is the sermon hymn we sang with the In Christ group. Listen to this song. It's really a hymn. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Today, we thank God for his gift of spiritual sight, that we might see and enjoy and share with others the wonders of his love, his majesty, his protection, his salvation. Thank you, Lord, indeed, for opening our eyes. In the name of Jesus, amen.